Back now with Day to Day. It used to be that when you wanted to make a new television show, you would naturally come to Los Angeles, and you still can. But according to a new study out today, the L.A. area is losing more of the TV pilot production business to other cities. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Janet, these pilots, they go on, and then people hope a whole series will develop out of them. So where are these pilots being shot now?
That's right, Alex. The hope is that, you know, they'll stay on and keep creating revenue for these cities. But most of the pilots this year headed to New York and Canada. Canada's provinces picked up 11, as did New York. And Washington, D.C. got 3 pilots. And even places you wouldn't expect, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas, they got 2 pilots each. But overall, according to this study, Los Angeles is still the place to make television. Film LA survey found that this year, 81 pilots were shot in Los Angeles. And that sounds like a lot, but when you compare it to last year, the city snagged 105 pilots. That's a 23% decline. And even though this is a short season, it's a 3 to 4 months pilot season, it is responsible for a lot of jobs and tax revenue. The survey found that Los Angeles lost more than 1,000 jobs and $70 million because of this pilot decline.
Janet, are these other cities cheating or something? I mean, what are they doing?
Well, for several years now, many states and cities have been offering lucrative tax incentives to film and TV crews that California just can't compete with. But even more than that, some cities and states are now they've made attracting film and TV production a top priority by setting up film commissions, or they streamline the permit process for these crews. And they have staff members that are just willing to bend over backwards to get a film or TV crew to a place. And some of these cities and states are places that you don't normally associate with the entertainment industry, places like Louisiana and Ohio. For example, Cleveland, Austin, and Philadelphia offer producers free sound stages, and Louisiana officials like to refer to themselves as Hollywood South. So the thinking is that, you know, in addition to getting additional dollars into the economy, film and TV crews can create a positive vibe around a city. And again, pilot turns into a series. Well, that's national attention and a lot of longstanding revenue.
Los Angeles isn't going to give this up with nothing, with no response.
No, the mayor, Villaraigosa, he is responding to the report, and he's waived the daily fee for filming on city property, and there's also state legislation in the works as well. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll report on the heated presidential runoff election. That's in Peru.
All right. Thank you, Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.